Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, beautiful listeners. I am love. I am loving. And I am lovable. And so are you. This is Jude Albright, your host, and I welcome you to Love Your Addiction. Yes, I did say love your addiction. Most people certainly don't love their addictions. Rather, they fight them, feel powerless over them, become sad at their effects, and struggle to release them. Loving your addictions is being grateful for that, for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are, and that is pure magnificence. What if addiction is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? Who you are denying yourself and the planet. I'm here today to offer you another possibility. What if you could see addictions through different eyes, loving eyes, your eyes? Because as I said earlier, you are love. You are loving and you are lovable. Many of us have forgotten that we are love, that we were created by a loving creator. And I'm going to call that Father, Mother, Creator, God. But there are many names for it, like Source, All That Is, Supreme Being, Universe, Higher Power. Many have also forgotten that we are creators also. Why have we created our addictions? Well, why not? Here in this third dimensional world, we've chosen to learn, to experience life through polarities, like hot and cold, night and day, male and female. I personally believe that we're all looking for love, mainly because of our loss of our connection to our God. Often we look for this love from our families, and we don't get it the way we want because they can't give what they don't have. And this leaves a mark on us as children. And oftentimes we think there's something wrong with us. I promise you, I know there is no thing wrong with any of us. We are not here to tackle our feelings of inadequacy alone by ourselves. In fact, we are all sons and daughters of a benevolent creator, and we need each other for support. So my intention is that you open your hearts. Hearts wide open, and accept that you are good enough, important enough, and smart enough to live the life of your dreams. And I highly doubt that anyone has ever dreamed of becoming an addict. Loving your addictions is being grateful for how they have shown you who you are not, so you can now remember who you really are, pure magnificence. Today we're going to be looking at how do your experiences allow revelations and discovery. Well, as a society, we've been taught and we like to blame people and not really look at why certain people act certain ways to us. Are you aware that every experience reveals something about you and your belief system? Those experiences offer a discovery to you. So we're going to be looking at possible experiences and what they might be showing you and telling you. Because what you think is what imprisons you or frees you. So if you have specific questions or comments, please call in at 516-453-9181 and we'll talk about them. The chat room is still disabled and not available, so I need you to call in at 516-453-9181. We're all in this together, and I'm sure that each one of you desires peace, joy, love, and abundance in your life, just like I do. So let's get each other there. On our last show, we talked about personal responsibility. So today is somewhat of a continuation. I'm going to give you a quote from A Course of Love. Quote, "You cannot come to know the new or to create the new through the means of the old, including the means of thought." End of quote. Today, the purpose is to help us recognize our patterns for what they are so we can break through them if we choose. We are going to be looking at reflections and discoveries, as I said in my title. And most of our belief patterns we accepted as children. And in a minute, we're going to give some real-life stories of people in recovery and how their belief systems affected them. But I said we're going to be looking at reflection and discovery. So let's take a minute to define those two terms. The word reflection is simply, it simply means somebody reflects back to you what is really going on inside of you. It's like holding a mirror to yourself. And so often the people in our life act as mirrors to us. Now, that might piss us off, and we would like to blame, but it really is a mirror reflection. And if we are willing to look at that reflection, we can get a revelation or a discovery, and that is to change our beliefs to more empowering ones. And then, you know what? You'll attract different experiences and situations into your life. Okay, I'm going to start with the first example. And I'm going to name this person Tom. This was an actual client. Of course, his actual name was not Tom. And Tom, as a small child, rocked his bed when he was sleeping. And his drunken dad would come home with his drunken buddies, and his dad would bring his buddies upstairs to watch Tom rock his bed. Now, when you think of that, wow, how frightening, how scary, and how horrible. And so from this, what do you think it revealed about Tom? Well, Tom accepted the belief that there was something wrong with him, that he wasn't good enough, that he wasn't valuable. And as a result, he turned to addictions, which is one of the easiest ways to stop those feelings momentarily. Now, what was the reflection? The reflection was he was not good enough. His dad was feeling that he was not good enough and that his son was not good enough. But as a result, working on his issues, Tom discovered that I count, that I am valuable. So you can see how his belief system as a child affected his adult life. Now, I'm going to read a quick story called Nails in the Fence that I have used before that will help you understand how Tom's childhood beliefs affected what was going on in his life, and then we will look at some other examples. So, this is Nails in the Fence. There once was a little boy who had a very bad temper. His dad gave him a bag of nails, and he told him that every time he lost his temper, he must hammer a nail into the back of the fence. Well, the first day, the boy had driven 37 nails into the fence. But over the next few weeks, as he learned to control his anger, the number of nails hammered daily gradually dwindled down. And he discovered that it was easier to hold his temper than to drive those nails into the fence. Finally, the day came when the boy didn't lose his temper at all. He told his dad about it, and his dad suggested that the boy now pull out one nail for each day that he was able to hold his temper. The days passed, and the young boy was finally able to tell his dad that all the nails were gone. The excited dad took his son by the hand and led him to the fence, and he said, "You have done very well, my son, but look at the holes in the fence. The fence will never be the same. When you say things in anger, they leave a scar just like this one. You can put a knife into a person and draw it out, but it won't matter how many times you say I'm sorry. The wound will still be there. A verbal wound is as bad as a physical one. I'm wondering, how many wounds have you given yourself with the things that you think and say to yourself daily?" Reflect on that. There is a discovery in that, and we are learning that discovery by listening to some more examples. We're going to look at John. And John's issue was that he kept drawing critical people into his life. He was fired for doing something that he didn't do. He was married multiple times. He was a wealthy man who had lost a lot of his money. And he couldn't seem to get ahead. Most of his innovative projects were being criticized and rejected. Now, where did he learn this? What was the reflection? The reflection was that he was criticizing himself internally. Things like, "I don't do anything right. I can't do anything right." And where did he learn that? Well, his father, who was an addict, shamed and blamed John for his family's problems. And therefore, John's discovery, after he released those childhood beliefs, was that he was worth it, that he was lovable. And with that realization, he was willing to end his addiction. Interesting, isn't it, when you look at it in that way? Okay, We are also going to look at Charlie, who is today a man in his 70s, and he has the belief that women won't ever be there for me. Now, as a 7-year-old child, Charlie had a brain tumor. And many years ago when he was 7, because he's in his 70s today, radiation therapy was the accepted form of killing a brain tumor. At that time, he was in the hospital for almost a year. He was very close to his mother, but his mother couldn't be there all the time. So as a result, Charlie accepted the belief that he wasn't important enough. He was divorced 4 times. He was looking for a mother to meet his needs, and he never found one. So his childhood reflection was, no one ever supports or loves me. His revelation and discovery after releasing that ridiculous belief is that he is lovable, and he is now in a very loving relationship. So we've looked at Jim's issues, John's issues, and Charlie's issues, and when we really look at them closely, all three of them had a form of a belief, I'm not good enough. What's wrong with me? I need to change something. I'm not right. Now, those tend to be bottom line beliefs of people who get into addictions. And those beliefs are so untrue. But we're taught those beliefs in our schools, in our religions, in our government. So if we look at our life's patterns, that is, what keeps showing up in our lives, it really shows us our underlying beliefs about us. And as I said earlier, it's usually something's wrong with me. So I'm asking you now to stop blaming what is showing up in your life. Stop blaming the people and the experiences. Those people and experiences are gifts. And they are showing and telling you what you need to change about your belief systems. And there are many practitioners out there who can help you through a lot of modalities to understand your underlying childhood self-defeating beliefs. And those modalities include NLP, EFT, Access Consciousness, Energy Work, Reiki Work, and there are many, many others. I have just given you a few. Now, let's look at a belief that empowered Jonah. Jonah's belief was, I can have it all, and I want it delivered. Isn't that a delicious belief? As a child, Jonah had love and affection. He knew he was loved. He was supported, and his parents continually told him, you can be whoever you want to be. It's your choice. So Jonah had no need to sedate himself. His reflection was, he's a systems buster. He's a change maker. And today, he does change systems very quickly and gets happily rewarded for them. He has a fulfilled life and a happy family. as opposed to one more belief. I've given you all beliefs from men. I'm now going to give you a belief from a woman. Her name is Lynn. And her belief is, if I'm sexy enough, I can get what I want. Now, she's been married a couple times and has had multiple affairs within each one of those marriages. And today, she allows her 14-year-old daughter to sleep with boyfriends. I don't think that is a program that most mothers would want for their young teenage daughters. The reflection was, sex is a tool to get what I want. She was sexually abused by a few members in her family. After looking at what the sexual abuse did to her, her discovery was, when I use sex, it draws in the wrong kind of men for a loving, long-term relationship. And she discovered that she deserves long-lasting love and devotion. Interesting, isn't it? Okay. I am going to read a section from A Course in Love and then build on that. Quote, "You need no longer hope for what will come. Hope is desire accompanied by expectation. To expect is to wait, and you no longer need to wait." End of quote. And I am telling you that through this program, we have gone to the top of the mountain, where we have been willing to look at and release some false beliefs. Because, as I've said many, many times before, emotion plus thought equals beliefs. And those beliefs create our experiences. And that is the way that we create our lives. We are creator beings. We are creator gods. We have been given that right. Trouble is, most of us have been taught that that is not true, that we are victims of circumstance, that we are victims, and that our disease of addiction is something that controls us, as opposed to the real truth that we created it and that we control it. And we can only uncreate and change things that we have created. So, I'm going to ask you again, what if being addicted is not about what you do, but rather about who you are refusing to be? I'm also asking you, what can you now be to create your healthy, loving lifestyle? You can find out more answers and reach me at beingrecovered.net. BEINGRECOVERED.net. What is truth? The sight of truth awakens and stirs us. The voice of truth repeatedly echoes awareness in us. The smell of truth sweetly comforts us. The taste of truth refreshingly nourishes us. And the feeling of truth warmly embraces us. Notice how, with some of the examples that I gave you, you could relate and they resonated with you and you saw them as powerful and truthful. And others of you saw them as crap and got angry that I would even mention something like that. Those of you who got angry, it's perfectly okay. It's a normal human reaction. But I'm asking you, who are you really angry at? Is it at me because of what I said? Or is it at yourself because there is some awareness that is coming up? Please remind yourself to stay wrapped in your truth and love, remembering the true, magnificent, powerful, beautiful you. And here are some questions for you to think about. What if you started believing that you are important enough, good enough, beautiful enough, and smart enough? Another question. Everything that you have done to make yourself wrong, are you now willing to uncreate that? Please step into the love that you truly are and become responsible for that love and become aware of your reflections and your discoveries. When you become aware of the personal self as a representation, you become aware of the self whom the personal self is representing. And that is from A Course of Love by Mari Perrone. And with that, I am saying goodbye. Love yourself. Take care of yourself.